at the last day of unleavened bread, I want to remind you of something we were doing a week ago, the night to be much observed. Most of us need little encouragement to party, but we often leave the reminder to the individual. So I want to take this chance, a week late or a few years early, to remind you of what this occasion means, what we are observing, what we are keeping in remembrance. It's an evening which I feel God has especially blessed for us. It is a time when we are able to instruct our children of the history. If we look back to where we have the instruction from God to do this, in Exodus chapter 12, verses 37 through to 42. Exodus 12, starting in verse 37. And the children of Israel journeyed from Ramesses to Succoth, about 600,000 on foot, that were men besides children. And a mixed multitude went up also with them, and flocks and herds, even very much cattle. This was a considerable occasion, an army of men, 600,000 strong, with dependents, and then a mixed multitude as well. This is in the millions of people. And they baked unleavened cakes of dough, which they brought forth out of Egypt. For it was not leavened, because they were thrust out of Egypt and could not tarry, neither had they prepared for themselves any victuals. Now, the sojourning of the children of Israel who dwelt in Egypt was 430 years. And it came to pass at the end of 430 years, even the selfsame day it came to pass, that all the host of the Lord, the Eternal, went out from the land of Egypt. And then verse 42, it is a night to be much observed unto the Eternal for bringing them out from the land of Egypt. This is that night of the Eternal to be observed of all the children of Israel in their generations. If people obeyed this, there wouldn't be the confusion about when to observe Passover. This is the evening of the 15th. Many people have decided that that is when they will observe the Passover, rather than the example we have from Christ to observe it the night previous. We remember and observe what occurred around 3,455 years ago. It is encouraging to remember the power of God in the past, but also we can consider something that is yet to occur. If you would turn with me, please, to Isaiah chapter 11. Isaiah chapter 11, verses 11 to 16. And it shall come to pass in that day, this is a different day from those thousands of years ago, that the Lord shall set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of his people which shall be left from Assyria and from Egypt and from Pathros and from Cush and from Elam and from Shinar and from Amath and from the islands of the sea. And he shall set up an ensign for the nations, and shall assemble the outcasts of Israel, and gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. There will be another exodus, not just from Egypt. It will include those scattered in Egypt, the people who are enslaved during the time of the great tribulation yet to come. The envy also of Ephraim shall depart, and the adversaries of Judah shall be cut off. Ephraim shall not envy Judah, and Judah shall not vex Ephraim. But they shall fly upon the shoulders of the Philistines towards the west. They shall spoil them of the east together. They shall lay their hand upon Edom and Moab, and the children of Ammon shall obey them. And the Eternal shall utterly destroy the tongue of the Egyptian sea, and with his mighty wind shall he shake his hand over the river, and shall smite it in the seven streams, and men shall go over dry shod. And there shall be a highway for the remnant of his people which shall be left from Assyria, like as it was to Israel in the day that he came up out of the land of Egypt. We face a very uncertain future. We're being reminded in the update about food riots, the shortage of food, difficulty of transporting food with the pressures on oil supplies, the disruptions around the world, the problems that are going apace with more and more authoritarian governments who have agendas. We are threatened and concerned on many ways, yet we have a hope. If we are obedient to God, we look forward to escaping the worst of these problems at a place of safety or a place of final training. On this night, to be much observed, we have the opportunity to train our children. In our case, my wife and I, our five children have all left home. None of them have remained in the church. None of them would want to be part of this place of safety. What about them? They will be the remnant. I hope they will be a part of the remnant. They were sanctified at birth or shortly after birth, but they have not taken advantage of the information they have. Our example wasn't good enough, our instruction possibly wasn't clear enough, but they have chosen to go back into the world. But these scriptures give me encouragement. Let's look over for the final scripture in Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 16, verses 14 through to 17. Starting in verse 14 of chapter 16 of Jeremiah. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, and it shall no more be said, the Eternal lives that brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. But the Eternal lives that brought up the children of Israel from the land of the north, and from all the lands where he had driven them. And I will bring them again into their land that I gave unto their fathers. Behold, I will send for many fishers, says the Eternal, and they shall fish them. And after which I send for many hunters, and they shall hunt them from every mountain, from every hill, and out of the holes of the rocks. These people will have gone through a time of indescribable horror, in which the occurrences in Europe of just over my lifetime ago will pale into insignificance, but it will be compressed in a short time. These people will be refugees in the direst of straits. Verse 17, for my eyes are upon all their ways. They are not hid from my face, neither is their iniquity hid from my eyes. And first I will recompense their iniquity and their sin double, because they have defiled my land. They have filled my inheritance with the carcasses of detestable and abominable things. But God will remember his people. We will go through a time of unprecedented trouble. But at the end of it, after the punishment, there will be people who will have survived. And the night to be much observed reminds us of the great power of God in the past and the enormous hope and expectation we have for the future. It's a long time ahead, but I hope you enjoy the next night to be much observed.